Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers engaged in a high-speed pursuit along the Sterling Highway over the weekend, apprehending a speeding motorcyclist after a nearly 20-mile chase on Thursday, July 5th. According to the AST dispatch on the incident, on Thursday around 2:30 p.m., troopers attempted to stop 36-year-old Tanner Geiser of Soldotna, who was speeding on a motorcycle just north of Anchor Point near the Whiskey Point Cabins and RV Park at mile 153 of the Sterling Highway. Geiser had an outstanding warrant for felony probation violation. After troopers attempted to stop him, Geiser fled and initiated the chase. He led troopers on a lengthy pursuit for approximately 30 minutes. During the pursuit, the dispatch says Geiser passed vehicles in no passing zones on the shoulder of the road and reached speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. Troopers were finally able to catch Geiser when he drove down a dead-end road off Oil Well Road in Inilchik. Denali National Park officials plan to reopen the park this week after a week of summer closures as cool, rainy weather over the post-4th of July weekend helped crews fight the Riley Fire near its entrance. The plan right now is for the park to resume normal operations as of 4:30 on Wednesday, said park spokesman Paul Oleg. Oleg said the popular Riley Creek Campground and Horseshoe Lake Trail will temporarily remain closed as both are being used by fire crews. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Al Nash said work has focused on the Riley Fire's east-southeast perimeter near Alaska Railroad tracks and the park's highway. Those are the parts of the fire that are closest to the railroad, the road, the river canyon, and the developed areas inside the park, Nash said. Nash said as of late Sunday, the fire was more than 30% contained. He emphasized that work remains to be done despite the rain. Alaska State Troopers were involved in a deadly shooting in Kisilov early Monday morning. According to the dispatch on the incident, troopers were notified that a man was threatening to kill people with a sword just after midnight. Two troopers initially arrived on the scene to find a man brandishing a harpoon who then charged at the troopers' marked patrol vehicle. The assailant, later identified as 67-year-old Kirk Medak of Soldotna, initially retreated after one of the troopers ordered him to step back. However, when they exited their vehicle, the man charged at the troopers while still brandishing the harpoon and ignored their commands to stop. That's when one of the troopers discharged their firearm and struck Medak. Despite life-saving efforts by troopers and EMS, Medak was declared deceased at the scene.
Yeah, the Alaska State Troopers take all homicide investigations very seriously. We investigate officer-involved shootings the same way we investigate any homicide that occurs anywhere in the state of Alaska.
That was Department of Public Safety spokesperson Austin McDaniel. Body cameras worn by the troopers on the scene at the time of the shooting, as well as in-car video, were active, although according to McDaniel, DPS policy allows the department to proactively release body-worn camera, video, or in-car video at a point of the investigation where it won't interfere with that investigation. While DPS does intend to release the footage, McDaniel said the department works closely with the Office of Special Prosecutions to decide when to release body-worn camera video or in-car video. This is largely due to the impact that premature release of footage could have on an investigation.
There's still interviews that need to be conducted with people being able to watch that video prior to giving their accounts of what happened could potentially influence their answers.
The trooper who discharged their firearm has been placed on a 72-hour administrative leave. Their name will be released publicly at the end of that 72-hour period. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.